my caller.
Up, how you doing? Here's another episode of JNT.
What's up, JNT listeners? First of all, we want to thank Miss Jamila for that music introduction.
I don't know if y'all heard that enough, but that thing was going in, man.
It was a surprise to us, too. But, you know, it was a nice little music introduction. But today, starting off today's show, I just want to congratulate some people. Jordan Mickey, for y'all that don't know Jordan Mickey. He's a Dallas native basketball player from the Dallas Metroplex.
St. Anthony alumni, shout out to the Eagles, man.
Yeah, he played at a couple schools, Prime Prep. Y'all know him, look him up, Jordan Mickey. But he was drafted in the second round this year in the NBA draft to the Boston Celtics. So congratulations to Jordan Mickey and to the Celtics for getting a good player. But he got a four-year deal, $5 million. And that's the highest a second rounder has ever got before putting his shoes on the court. So congratulations to Jordan Mickey.
Get that money, man.
Get the money, man.
Get the money, man.
Ball out. And then congratulations to Kyle Anderson, MVP of the Summer League. I mean, this is his second year in the league, but he went out there and did his thing, averaged 22 points a game. So, and he played for the Spurs, so that's another dude y'all got to worry about on the Spurs. So come and see
him. He ain't touching the flow.
Yeah, he going to touch the flow. He going to touch the flow. But, yeah, congratulations to him. Everybody knows Steph Curry, but nobody really gives credit to his little brother, Seth Curry.
Baller.
He balled out in the summer league, too.
Balled out. Should have been MVP.
25 points a game, and they went undefeated in pool play. So congratulations to Seth Curry. I think they say him and the Pelicans are about to agree on, like, a two-year deal. So that's good for him. I hope him and Anthony Davis can make some noise out there in the West. Still the West, though, but still got to run into, like, the Spurs, Clippers, and all them. But that's good for Seth Curry. Tutu, you got anything to say? Anybody congratulate?
Yeah, man. Oh, you always did, Jordan, man. I really want to congratulate the Mavs Summer League team. I mean, Mars went out there and went through it. We showed a lot of potential. A lot of potential. That's what I want to see, man. I'm liking this rookie, man. I'm liking Anderson. I'm liking Powell. Wasn't it Powell Wow? Is it Powell?
Dwight Powell. Speaking of Dwight Powell, happy birthday, Dwight Powell.
Oh, it's your birthday? Is his birthday? Oh, man, it's his birthday. Okay.
It's his birthday.
Congratulations to him, man. But they've been balling this on, man. They really have.
Yeah, they really did. Like, Justin Anderson, that's, like you said, he averaged about 17 a game. Dwight, about 20. So those some promising young dudes out there Mavericks can build on. Dirk can't play forever, unfortunately. So when it's his time to go, we're going to look to those dudes if we keep them around. Mark Cuban, keep them around, please.
Please, don't do all that.
Don't let them go. Let them prove themselves before you let them go.
He quit, go get a veteran.
Go get him an old
T-Mac coming out of retirement.
Jason Terry. Vince Carter, after he done did everything he could do.
Jason Terry, you can't come back.
No, I don't even think about coming back to Dallas. You should have never left the first time, man.
Anyway, he did. It's just so ridiculous.
And you're going to play for Houston and then ball out on us in the playoffs. Come on, bro.
So foul.
But in other NBA news, the Rockets, they got Ty Lawson in the trade. And I don't know. From reports, people saying, like, Ty Lawson, he said he very happy about the trade.
I don't know why he happy.
I mean, I don't know either. I think in Denver, he kind of felt like he was getting lost in the system over there. Everybody was forgetting about Ty Lawson. I can't lie. I was forgetting about him, too. But over there, he averaged 15 points a game and 9 assists. The problem with the Ty Lawson trade to the Rockets, for me, is they already got a whole Patrick Beverley over there. Now, I understand Patrick Beverley, he's coming off an injury. But still, like,
an injury that has nothing to do with his play. He messed up with a thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't got nothing to do with this man's defense.
Missed the playoffs.
He tried to come back and play.
I think Houston messed up, really, with the trade. But I think it's a good thing at the same time. I think they messed up because Patrick Beverley, he probably over there at Houston thinking, all right, I'm coming off the injury. My thumb fixed now. I'm ready to ball. this might be the year that I can lead the team and show them that I can run point guard. Then they go get a whole Ty Lawson and a whole all-star point guard. So then it's kind of like, all right, I got to take the back seat to this dude and battle him and count. But he, to me, Patrick Beverly done proved everything he needs to prove.
He done proved more than what he needs to prove.
And then one thing you're going to get from Patrick Beverly that you're not going to get from Ty Lawson is that aggressive defense. He make other guards uncomfortable on their defensive end.
That's Russell.
Yeah, he told my boy Russell Westbrook, oh, meniscus out here, man. Like, but I'm going to go to the positive side of the trade. If it work out, first of all, James Harden has to be willing to give up the ball a little more now.
Huh?
James Harden has to be willing to give up the ball.
James Harden ain't giving no ball. That's why it ain't going to work.
And that's why I don't think they should have traded for Ty Lawson. Both James Harden and Ty Lawson are players that need the ball.
Because if they would have been like, all right, Ty Lawson comes, he come off the bench while James not in the game, I can see that. But them two starting together, I can't see it. That's like when they tried to get – what's the other point guard they tried to get? I can't think of it right now.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that you need, like, James Harden needs the ball in his hands for him to be James Harden.
They need to make a trade.
They really did. Not at this point in time. Like, Stephen A. Smith said earlier, he wouldn't have made the trade at this
then
point.
You got to wait four players for him.
You can't wait four bench players.
A whole draft pick.
Not to mention, like, this helped me bring up the next thing. Y'all gave away a whole Josh Smith to the Clippers. Josh Smith was the Rockets' best-kept secret on the bench.
I don't know why they did that. Now their team is just poo now.
Now you look at the Clippers, they got Chris Paul, J.J. Redick,
yep.
Matt Stevenson,
yep.
Jamal Crawford,
yep.
Wesley Johnson,
ooh.
Paul Pierce,
ooh.
Blake DeAndre.
Ooh.
It's too much.
And now we just gave them a whole Josh Smith
to come off the bench.
For Blake.
So last year when the playoffs started this year, I always said, and I tried to stick by it.
Hold on, wait. Did you say Austin Rivers?
Austin Rivers just signed a two-year deal. Austin Rivers. I forgot about my boy. But that just goes to show you how many people they got over there, man. It's too many.
Too many bodies, man.
But at the beginning of the playoffs this year, I always said, like, the Warriors, the only team that can go toe-to-toe with them just based off of talent is the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, this year with the offseason moves, I say you got to put the Spurs in that conversation and the Thunder. Don't start with the Kevin yourself. Please don't.
I'm not. I like KD. KD, you
but all right, but the only reason why I say the Spurs is they've been having the same core for since 96. I've been in the world, 96. And then I don't know.
Popping the boys,
bro. They just, I don't know, man. Then they got a whole Marcus Aldridge and David West. They got like three all-star power forwards.
That's not even fair.
It's not fair. Like,
I was playing
2K the other day, and I got the Spurs. I was like, I need to see how this going to work before actually going to action.
It's not pretty. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. It's not fair.
You got the Barracks. It didn't go too well.
It's not fair. It's not fair, man.
I didn't know who to shoot with. I had too many people on.
I had too many people to guard. One first.
So, yeah, I think the race this year is going to be Spurs, Warriors, Thunder, and Clippers, Rockets. I don't know. The Mavericks, I feel like they need to add one more piece before I just go ahead and throw them into the championship contention.
Hey, I say our championship contention, it depends on D-Will. If D-Will come back, I'm talking Utah D-Will, we're going to a championship, people.
One other thing, the Mavericks, I mean, picking up Zaza Pachulia at center, that was good and all, but, hey, man, like, he's not really that big. I mean, he's a seven-footer, but compared to the DeAndres and the Dwights, DeMarcus Cousins in the West, like, I don't know. I feel like we just need somebody, a bigger presence in the paint. Because, I mean, no offense to Tyson Chandler, but we see what Dwight did to Tyson Chandler last year, and I feel like Dwight ain't going to do nothing but get better. Then we got to deal with Tyson Chandler at that.
Tyson can smash us. He could come back, going to look like championship Tyson.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. The Clippers, they're a real stacked team. Spurs, a stacked team. Thunder, KD and Westbrook, if they own, they might as well be a stacked team. Man, you got the Spurs, they've been, I don't know if anybody can stop them. But with the Ty Lawson thing and the Josh Smith thing, 2-2, I just want to ask you, what does that mean for the West? Does that boost any of those teams, or do they stay in the same spot?
For the Rockies, they stay in the same spot. They didn't do nothing for them. It didn't help them. It ain't harm them. But it ain't help, neither. It doesn't mean nothing. Ty Lawson is not going to change nothing. But I think Josh, with the Josh Smith thing, I think the Rockies really done went down again.
Yeah,
man.
They really did. I don't know.
Josh Smith, man, I don't know.
It's a bad decision to give away Josh Smith. I mean, I don't know if it's probably a money thing. You know, everything in sports is a money thing. He probably wanted more money than they were willing to give him, but
he should. The way he played in the playoffs.
I mean, the Rockets down, like in the playoffs, they actually played the Clippers.
Yeah.
Down 3-1. And Josh Smith was a big part of that.
Was the reason they came back. Then James finally came up.
So really, for the Rockets, all you did this offseason was give away Josh Smith and half your
talent.
For Ty Lawson, for a point guard that you really
He got to start, bro. He got to start. He's starting.
Who?
Ty
shouldn't start.
He is, though.
I know
they traded away four players. I'm just thinking about it. You don't just trade away four players for nobody to come off the bench.
That's
messed up to Patrick. Hey, Patrick, if you're listening, come down.
Hey, we tried to get Patrick
on. I know, man.
Yeah. He
don't nobody want to listen to Chandler these days. And nobody trying to listen to Chandler Parsons these days.
His teammates just last year. I don't know why he wouldn't, but
James.
Yeah, he probably had James Harden in his ear, but I think he didn't go nowhere because he thought, like I said earlier, I'm finna be the man. Finally, I'm back healthy. Nobody said nothing about Ty Lawson when he signed that deal, so it was kind of like, oh, you signed your 4-year deal, we got you locked in long term. Then surprise, you're the new guy. So yeah, I don't know.
And Ty Lawson talking about he's happy and stuff, so they must be talking about making him start living.
Yeah, they said Ty Lawson, he good friends with James Harden
and
Corey Brewer.
Oh, is he?
No, those dudes. But if I gave Rockets an off-season grade, it'll probably be a B-minus because
the Rockets.
Yeah,
like C.
Nah, just because I took into account like the people they drafted.
Oh yeah.
They got Sam Decker and Montrezl Harrell.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
they're going to Josh Smith spot right there.
But you never know what a rookie going to come in and do.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't. So you really – I wouldn't really depend on that, but I guess that's just the way the Rockets – the route they decided to take.
It's probably what they did, though.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think Patrick should start –
I think he should, too. He just came off a good season. I think he still could have played if they would have let him. But you know how they go.
He won the skills challenge.
He did.
Nobody expected him to do that.
I didn't.
He was the last person I thought.
The last.
And then,
he beat the lucky three, bro. Lucky.
Ty Lawson, he good and all, but somebody going to have to be willing to give up the ball. And like I said, James Harden and Ty Lawson, dudes that always need the ball in their hand to be the people that they are. So now if they work out, Ty Lawson and James Harden, they can be one of the best backcourts in the NBA. So that's a positive. But as far as them really just needing to do this, it was no need for them to do this, in my opinion.
We see how it goes.
So as of right now, I'm going to have to say, my favorite to come out the West is between three teams, really, just the Warriors, Spurs. And I'm just going to throw I don't want to put the Thunder over the Clippers, but I'm going to say it's a 4-team race with all those teams right now. It's just really a 4-team race, and all the teams in the West, they still trying to fight to get up to that position. The other teams are
here. I'd say,
I don't know. It's
kind of
hard.
It is kind of hard. I have to wait to see who come back really ready to play. You know what I mean? If KD come back, KD and Russell come back, Russell from last season, that's going to be something nasty to stop. But the Spurs, man, I don't see them slowing down. I don't see the Spurs.
Man, they were supposed to slow down 3-4 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So, in the Warriors, you know how they go. So,
they got the same team. The same team.
Same team, same dream. So, it's gonna be tough. We're gonna see a lot of fights next season.
I'm
promote violence, though.
Yeah, the West is really a struggle throughout the whole season. No offense to the East, but the West is, I don't know, it's hard to get out there West. You got so many teams with just so much talent. I mean, the East, you got a good 3 or 4 teams, and then you got the mediocre 12 other teams in there. So it's kind of, I don't know.
I think the East on the come up, man.
But this might shock everybody and Tutu, but my favorite to come out the East next year, as of right now, based off the offseason and the draft, is I'm going to have to go with the Miami Heat. Just because, he probably doing it because I ain't say LeBron. I say the Miami Heat because if you look at their roster,
mm-hmm.
they stacked.
They are.
Goran Dragic,
yes,
at the one. They still got Luol Deng.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Justice Winslow from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Bosh.
Mm-hmm.
D Wade.
Yes, sir.
Hassan Whiteside.
They got him.
I can keep going.
You can.
So I'm guessing you got a different opinion on them.
My favorite to win the East. And to win it all. My favorite to win the East. And win it all. Is who? King J. LeBron James. I'm going Cavs, man. LeBron went through some things.
Mm-hmm.
He going through it. My boy say he having dreams. He waking up every night.
He having nightmares.
He waking up in the middle of the night. And all you hear is Riley Curry voice. Hey, I feel bad. That's all he hearing. He tired of that. He tired of it. Kyrie about to come back.
You know why he having bad dreams?
Why he having bad dreams?
He probably regretting when he sat there on that podium and said, one game away from losing the finals.
Yes.
I'm the best player on the planet.
He is the best player on the planet.
Next night, what happened? He woke up the second best player on the planet.
No, he just woke up.
Without a ring.
Without a ring.
The whole point of being the best player on the planet. To win rings.
Can KD the best player on the planet?
KD is the
Anyway, let's get to talking about champions. Back to LeBron. Back to LeBron, I picked him to win the East. Because, you know what I mean, I feel like this time around he's going to actually do it right. He finished to get Kevin Love involved in the offense. And the way Tristan Thompson played last season, say.
Yeah.
I really think he put Tristan at the 5 and put Kevin at the 4 and let Varejao come off the bench and Miles Ball. But that's just me. But it don't matter who you play. LeBron has had them boys working. They fix the comeback.
LeBron not gonna have everybody ready working. I'm just saying like it's some teams in the East that got way better.
I like the Miami Heat team though.
People counted them out when LeBron left. They didn't think.
Yeah, I did too.
They didn't think they was gonna ever get back.
D Wade put my boy Kevin in the ring. Say Flash.
I'm saying you can't count nobody. Another team in the East that they not ready to win a championship, but they improved a whole lot. Milwaukee Bucks.
The Bucks?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
The Bucks?
Like, I don't know. I never really thought growing up I'm grown up. No, but I'm saying, I never thought that I'd be saying, mentioning like the Milwaukee Bucks name in any type of.
That's all the Giants, man.
But dang, they got. They got the young boy Giannis, whatever his last name is, Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, whatever.
He like 6'11".
You know,
Michael Carter Williams.
6'6".
6'6".
Old 6'6". Point guard.
Jabari Parker. He didn't even play last year.
6'7".
Then you got Greg Monroe from the Pistons.
He was 6'11".
You got one 6'11 dude playing almost shooting guard and one 6'11 dude playing center. So I'm saying, like, LeBron and them, they're going to run into some teams that,
And we forget about the Bulls.
So, all right, this is my only problem with the Bulls.
Uh-oh.
I feel like they rely on D-Rose too much.
Mm.
They rely on D-Rose too much. When D-Rose go down, the past three injuries he done had. Well, I don't know. Let me not say this last one, because, you know, some people stepped up, the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Maravich.
Jimmy Butler made the All-Star team. He did his job. Joakim Noah, he usually do his job.
Most improved player of the year.
It's something about the Bulls. Like, they have the perfect team to go. They just can't get over the hump, and I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell y'all what it is.
Go ahead.
LeBron James.
it's not LeBron James.
Yes, it is.
It's not LeBron James.
What's
James.
The other reason?
They rely on D Rose too much. D Rose is the head dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head guy over there, and everybody rely on him to do the tough. The big things, carry the team, and then when he go down, it's kind of like, oh, crap, who going to do it? And they just all looking at each other like,
well. You kind of sound like you're talking about LeBron here.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the Chicago Bulls.
I'm saying that's just the same thing LeBron go through. Can't expect for you to carry him. You get him there, he mess up. Oh, dude, he won't help me. Delly. No, nobody.
Nobody wanna be on, won't expect you to carry the team if you didn't say I'm the best player on the planet.
He is the best player on the
planet. Is he?
Yes, he is. Yes. He is. Yes, he is.
All right. I ain't gonna get into that today. All right. I ain't got time.
I ain't got time.
Ain't got time today.
What it is. King.
But
the King.
Yeah, so West, I say it's a 4-team race. East, I'm gonna say my pick for right now is the Miami Heat to come out. Surprise, shock the world. Chris Bosh, no, forget about what Chris Bosh can do.
I ain't forgot.
My boy Hassan Whiteside was just at a YMCA 3 months ago. Now he a whole NBA.
But Kyrie, Kevin, and LeBron.
Yeah, we'll see.
Check
that last year.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but anyways, like looking at the little summer league games we did
last year.
What?
Well, nothing.
Like I said, looking at the summer league games this year, just based off of that, I know you can't base this solely just on that, but who do you expect to be? Who would be your pick to be rookie of the year?
Rookie of the year. Man, you just asked me this question not so long ago. I gave you a straight answer. Who did I say? I'm going with Jaleel, man, he's just an offensive monster. You talk about a big man that can give you buckets any way you want it. How do you want it? He fits the dish to you. He gets to make the Sixers a bad team. But I'm either going to take Jaleel or I'm taking D'Angelo. But that's a lot of good rookies, man. This might be a nice rookie race.
All right, I think I agree. Jaleel, just because to me he's the most NBA ready player in the draft.
He was
played at Duke, won them high school championship.
That's what somebody said, something about pressure. What pressure?
He's
played at Duke.
He ain't played at Duke.
He been through pressure. He know what pressure than playing for Duke.
Can't even name me five players on Philadelphia team.
I really can't. That's sad.
You got Nerlens Noel, Jaleel now,
and Tony Warden.
Tony, who else? Name me somebody else on
that team. Y'all probably know who Tony Warden is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? I don't get it, but I feel like he's just the most NBA ready player to come out this draft. Some people gonna get mad at me. I think Carl Anthony Towns boosted. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
And usually I'm the one to say somebody boosted.
I don't think he boosted. I mean, I get he went to Kentucky. He went 39-0, but then again, he had, 10 other dudes to help him do that. He played in the SEC. You don't really play anybody in the SEC besides LSU. Same thing goes for Emmanuel Mudiay. Played in China. You don't play anybody in China.
But Ching Ching Ling Ling.
So, like, I don't know. Carl Anthony Towns, he just boosted to me. I think Jaleel Okafor really should have been the number one pick in the draft, and D'Angelo Russell should have came after him. Carl Anthony Towns, really, I don't know. Jaleel is just a better center to me, and I just hate that he ended up in Philly.
No, I feel like
hate that he ended up in Philly, but I feel like
the only reason Carl Anthony Towns got drafted over Jahlil was what the Timberwolves needed. As in, they got scores, so they just need somebody to defend the paint, and he good at that. I think that's the only thing that they really got him for was to be a defensive presence, like, you know what I mean, just be in the paint and defend the goal. They didn't really need another score, I feel like, so that's probably why they get Jahlil. But I wouldn't pass up on Jahlil. I wouldn't have.
You can't. You're not supposed to pass up on somebody like Jahlil. Think about it. You would have had Zach LaVine.
Yep.
Andrew Wiggins. Tyus Jones. Why wouldn't you go get Tyus Jones center that he played college basketball with?
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
But did Tyus Jones get drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, drafted to Cleveland, and then they traded him. I don't understand it. I like Carl Anthony Towns' game, though. He's a true big man, but I think Jahlil has a higher ceiling.
Yeah, Jahlil is on another level. When you watch him play, it's like, when you watch him play, it's like, it's not even like, I haven't seen that man smile. It's
about
business. It's all about
business.
Like, he won't drop that. He didn't laugh with it, probably because he got drafted by the Sisters. But he wasn't no smiling. He like, all right, trying to get to work. So I like him, man.
I mean, and to me, the best, I would have drafted Willie Cauley-Stein over Carl Anthony Towns.
Ooh. I like Trill.
You want to know why I would have drafted him over Carl Anthony Towns?
Why is that?
He can run the floor. He can get up the floor way faster.
Yeah.
He's a shot blocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, human highlight reel.
He is.
He's put everybody in the rim.
Yes.
And he's just way more athletic than Carl Anthony Towns. He can give you everything Carl Anthony Towns can give you.
That's what
with way more blocks, and he can run the fast break with you.
Because we didn't mention his team in the West, but the Kings, man. The Kings got a nice squad over there. They got Rondo. They got three Kentucky players on the team. Rondo, Cousins, and Cauley-Stein.
Don't forget about Rudy Gay. They got Rudy Gay over there. That's really all they need. That's all they need to be in contention.
Really?
But, I don't know. To me, Carl Anthony Towns boosted. I take Willie Cauley-Stein over him just because he's more athletic. He run the floor.
Chris Stapps?
Don't start. Chris, go up. This dude that the Knicks drafted.
Chris Stapps?
His name is Chris Stapps Porzingis, man.
Porzingis?
I don't know what Phil Jackson over there doing.
Chris Stapps didn't do too bad in some of these.
Nah, he didn't. But the fact that he got drafted for it, that's really why all the attention was on him like that.
Stephen A. Holla at your boys, man.
I don't know. Like Stephen A. said, that's a long-term project.
Josh A. was just like the Knicks fans. Lost words.
Yeah, don't draft no Chris Stapps for Porzingis at no number four, man. Like, You had so many franchise-changing players that could have possibly came and been drafted at number four, but you choose a foreigner. No offense to foreigner, foreign basketball players, but you really don't know that much about him. You just know he's an athletic 7-foot guy. You know who you could have got at number four? Athletic 7-foot guy. Willie Cauley-Stein. You could have got a whole Willie Cauley-Stein. Put him next to Melo. Oh no, Phil Jackson. I think his age is catching up with him too. I don't think he'd be thinking no more. He even got 6 rings with Jordan, 5 with Kobe. Now he's trying to figure out how he can put something together with Melo. I don't think it's working. I really don't think it's working. I don't know. Phil Jackson, I'm like, yeah, like Tutu said, just like the Knicks fans, I'm at a loss for words.
Loss for words.
And then, speaking of the Lakers, the other day, I was talking to some college friends. We brought up D'Angelo Russell. You know, he got drafted 2nd in the draft. People said that was too high. And then, some of my friends kept telling me that he was wrong by saying he was the best player in the draft. And I said, well, what's wrong with saying you're the best player in the draft? I know all the hype was around Jahlil Okafor and Carl Anthony Towns, but I'm,
so So what's wrong with LeBron saying he's the best player on the planet?
We're not talking about LeBron.
Oh,
so will not
please.
Be.
I'm just asking.
I ain't nothing wrong with saying that. Y'all. Like I told my friends about D'Angelo Russell, I have no problem with D'Angelo Russell saying he's the best player in the draft.
That actually made me pay attention to D'Angelo Russell because I really didn't know who he was before that. I knew about him. But when he said that, that's when I really got to look and be like, all right, he said this, so what's prove to me?
But why can't my question is why can't he say
that? I feel like everybody's
supposed to say
that. Yeah, I feel like
the third best.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like everybody should say that.
I mean, you made it that far. What? I mean, the hype is gonna be always around the top two picks. But then they always forget about people in the draft, and I just feel like D'Angelo felt like he was just one of those people that they were sleeping on or they forgot about, so nothing wrong with saying you're the best player in the draft. My only thing is, if you're going to say that, I want you to go out there and back it up so you don't make a fool out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Give the media and people, critics and all the haters, a reason to get on you or to be like, see, I told you so. He said this. Yeah, so D'Angelo, I think she's going to be pretty nice. I don't know.
His court vision is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about people who get people involved, man. A person who get people involved, good God. And that man right there, he's ready for business. Plus, he's playing with Kobe, so he ain't got no choice but to be great.
I think at the same time, he don't have a choice to be great, but at the same time, he's not under that much pressure. Look at who all they got over there. You got Jordan Clarkson, D'Angelo Russell, Nick Young, I mean, Kobe, Julius Randle, Roy Hibbert. They got a stacked team over there, so he's not going to be asked to do that much starting off, but I feel like when Kobe leaves, that's when it's going to be his time to actually show that he was one of the best players to ever come out that draft. But, yeah, like I said, I don't have a problem with people saying that type of stuff as long as you go out there on the court and back
it
up.
Prove it.
Prove yourself.
Like my dad.
You just got to silence the critics. You know people, they quick to hate. And don't even say it too, but I don't hate on LeBron.
It's all right.
I don't hate him.
It's all right.
I just give credit to other people.
I do, too.
Me, too. I give credit to LeBron, but I just, me not saying LeBron is my favorite player, that's me hating on him?
Nah, that's cool.
Is it a rule? I have to?
No rule, man.
No rule?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't have to like him. I just want him to get the respect he deserves.
I mean, he gets it from me, but I'm just saying, that's a lot of LeBron haters out there.
I'm really not one of them.
I'm just a diehard KD fan. I'm not a LeBron hater. Just a diehard KD fan.
That's okay.
Give my man KD the respect he deserves.
I always do.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I do. I actually do.
All right.
Probably look too much.
Oh.
I just say.
I gotta stop talking about it. Had enough of this. But switch over to the NFL real quick for the little time we got left. Ooh. NFL Rookie of the Year. Who do you think it'll be, Tutu? Honestly, you gotta throw Jameson in the conversation.
That's what I was gonna say, bro. Really.
You gotta throw Jameson.
That's what I was gonna really say. I feel like it's gonna be Jameis. Jameis, man. Jameis got drafted to a bad team, but that bad team has good players.
Yeah.
Like, he just really just set that team off now.
Mm-hmm.
They got good defensive guys, and they have great offensive guys. He can throw to a whole Mike Evans. He gets a Mike Evans. And on the other side, he gets a Vincent Jackson,
who is washed up.
Well, he still produced.
He washed up.
Why he not? But he still produced.
Jackson has been washed up. Did you watch him this last season?
Well, look, wait, who was his quarterback? Who was quarterback?
What'd he do?
Thank you.
What
I was saying. Look at his quarterback.
He had like 2 touchdowns for the year.
Okay,
I think I'm low-key just kind of mad because I picked him up on my fantasy team. I picked him up on my fantasy team thinking I got a steal.
I think he's going really in on Vincent Jackson.
I picked Vincent Jackson up thinking, this is the old Vincent Jackson. He's going to give me fantasy points. Boy, I could have got on the field and got myself more fantasy points than what he got me, man.
But he got a whole hamster in the backfield. What's he gonna call the hamster?
No, it's a hamster, man.
Doug Martin.
Oh, they're
is it the hamster or the gerbil? I think it's the hamster.
Oh, like none of them names for no whole grown man out here, man. What you calling the grown man a hamster for?
Because he's small and he likes to run, man.
But nah, Doug.
Couldn't tell if it was a hamster.
All right, Jameis Winston, that he. I don't want to build too much hype up to on Jameis Winston before I see him actually play an NFL game.
Honestly,
I know what he can do in college, but I want to see what he can do in the NFL first before I just go crazy about Jameis Winston. But
you're right, he do
have a whole Mike Evans to throw to.
I'm saying he got the better options.
I mean, Vincent Jackson, if you want to count that as somebody to throw to.
Or Melvin Gordon. I'll take Melvin Gordon as my second pick. Because he's with the Chargers. They're going to feed him the ball. So he get more opportunity, really.
Yeah.
So I'll take Jameis Winston or Melvin Gordon, really.
Hey, don't sleep on my boy in Dallas, Byron Jones. That dude asked me, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't
a couple shows ago, Carr talking about some he training him. Showing him the ropes. We don't need none of that. But we get Odell again, then get Victor.
Odell showed him the ropes. You can't be showing nobody the ropes. You don't know the ropes. Show himself.
Rope.
Need a rope.
You can cut. He need a rope.
Anyway,
oh, man.
Anyways.
He need a rope. That's funny.
Yeah. But I think one of those players out there that everybody's sleeping on is Bryce Petty. Bryce Petty came from Baylor. Then he got drafted to the Jets. Right? I think people sleep on Bryce Petty.
He got to start.
He has to start.
If he start, he can win a race, too. If he start. But he going to start. You know he can start the whole season.
Hold on. And the other day, this is very disrespectful. The other day, I had a Jets fan come up to me and say, well, the Cowboys went 12-4, and we didn't have a good season. But basically, we're in the same spot. We both didn't win. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Talking about we're in the same spot. When was the last time the Jets had a winning season? When was the last?
We're not going to mention the name. Just know, man.
Hey, don't do that no more, man. Don't do that. I'm trying to confront the Cowboys.
Still holding on to them, too,
Still holding on to the Mark Sanchez days.
Whatever they eat.
Talking about the Jets. We played the Jets this year, too.
J-E-T. No.
Talking about the – don't bring the Jets in the same conversation as the Dallas Cowboys.
Only thing the Jets had was Rick Farr.
They barely had that. Talking about the Jets. That's been on my mind for about 2-3 days now. Dude was going to call it to me talking about the Jets this, the Jets that. Can't even name me 10 players off the Jets, man. I don't even call it to you.
But if Bryce Petty ends up starting over Geno, which he will by probably week 3, because by the time week 3 comes, Geno probably have 20 picks. So about week 3, no offense to Geno, but about week 3, but Bryce Petty should be the starting man over there.
He should be starting man first game preseason. Geno Smith ain't proved nothing, but he can throw a deep pick. That's all he can prove. He ain't did nothing for the Jets organization. I'm sorry.
Can't
live on his dude college days. That's over. You in the big league now. You throwing against
Wolves. He probably needs to be reunited with Tavon Austin.
Nah. I'm sorry. I can't make no excuse for
him. He not really having
a whole career. Percy Harvin over there, man. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Got a whole Percy Harvin.
No.
I don't know. I say just put Bryce Petty in the game, man.
Yeah.
Got time for the Geno antics, man.
Geno. I don't know why they like Geno so much.
Man, you got Michael Vick trying to.
They didn't sign Michael Vick back. Michael Vick a whole free agent, I heard.
Yeah, a whole free agent because, man, after them, the dogs messed him up, man. After them dogs, he ain't been the same.
Don't blame
no
more dogs. Nah, the year he came back, he almost won MVP. He had some good seasons with Philly. He just kept getting hurt.
Scooby Doo messed him up, man. Michael Vick is
chilling with. I ain't gonna say that. Next time.
Go ahead, say it. we got 2 minutes.
I was just saying, man. Over some dogs. No offense, I'm a dog lover. Love dogs, but we got people out here that kill deers and little wild animals. So I'm just saying. But that's another story.
Woo woo.
That's another story.
But yeah, Jets fans, that particular Jet fan, don't come at me with that no more, man. Please don't. Please don't. It's not even worth my time. Like, don't even come at me talking about the Jets, man. Please, beg you.
Jets.
All right, before the time run out, Tutu, I ask you one player from the 90s that could play in today's NBA and NFL. So we're talking about player from the 90s that could play 90s NBA that can play in today's NBA, and the player from the 90s NFL that can play in today's NFL. All
right.
Go ahead and say my 90s basketball player.
That's why he goes real first.
I play Dennis Rodman, man.
That's all I was going to say. I'll try to get it out before you could.
I don't need to explain it. Everybody knows Dennis Rodman.
Lock up.
I got all the people who was born in the 70s listening to the show. Ooh, they talking about Dennis.
I mean, do the football player when the time go out.
Football, I'm going to say Jerry Rice.
Oh, Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry. Jeff still cool. Today.
My basketball player, I'm going to go Larry Johnson.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Larry Johnson, man. Larry Johnson was so physical. He would fit it in right with this league because people ain't that physical no more. So he would have been like Blake Griffin, just straight. Larry Johnson, Sean Kemp. Either one of them was in some people in the rim.
Sean Kemp.
In football 90s, I'm going Barry Sanders. If you would have gave the Cowboys right now a Barry Sanders, man, oh my God, it would have been perfect.
I'm just going to say this before the show over. Adrian Peterson is better than Barry Sanders.
Wow.
We can talk about that another day.
We really can.
But Adrian,
I don't even want to talk about that topic because he might be.
He is.
I don't know,
I'm not going to do that.
Barry had no O-line. He might as well be back there in the Oklahoma Dream. Barry had no O-line.
Hey, we have to get AP behind the Cowboys offensive line.
We will one day. Just wait on it.
The trophy at the beginning of the season.
That's probably why it took so long to get there. At 70 million, you're probably holding out. Keeping a little bit of money trying to get AP.
But it's Monday. It's another show.
Danny McFadden, you better run. You better run hard, boy. Cause no job, but for grabs.
But like we said, it's Monday. It's another show from Jan T. I know it's been a long day for everybody, but I hope we helped y'all end the day on a positive note. Catch us next time, Wednesday, 5:30. See you later from Jan T.